When we reflect on the establishment of the vow, we find that the Tathagata, without abandoning sentient beings in pain and affliction, has taken the directing of virtue to them as foremost, and thus fulfilling the mind of great compassion. Good morning, Dharma friends of Wide Way Radio Program. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you this morning. I would like to deliver my message talking about one Japanese poetess. Her name is Misuzu Kaneko. Have you ever heard her name? She lived in Japan and died young at the age of 26. She passed away about 80 years ago. However, she wrote 512 poems until then. Actually, she was born in the same city as me. She was from Nagato City, Yamaguchi, Japan. About a few years ago, I had a chance to go to the mainland to participate in the conference. At that time, when I said, "Oh, I'm from Hawaii, but I'm originally from Nagato City, Yamaguchi," you know, some people told me, "Oh, I know your hometown. Nagato City is the place where Mrs. Kaneko was born." Thus, Mrs. Kaneko is a very famous poetess. I was really surprised at hearing her name, even on the mainland. She was born and raised in the family who followed the Nembutsu teachings. Her family belonged to the Jodo Shinshu temple. It is said that she always attended the temple services. Therefore, she sometimes wrote poems about the Buddha's heart and temple events. Also, many of her poems include warm and kind words. I'd like to share the two poems written by Misuzu Kaneko. The first one is titled, "Me, a Songbird, and a Bear." Spread my arms, though I may, I'll never fly up in the sky. Songbirds fly, but they cannot run fast on the ground like I do. Shake myself, though I may, no pretty sound comes out. Bells jingle, but they don't know lots of songs like I do. Bear, songbird, and me, all different, all just right. This is the poem titled, "Me, a Songbird, and a Bear." This is a short and simple poem, but we will draw an important lesson from this poem. In our daily lives, we might compare people. We might think, "Oh, I prefer this person to that person," or, "Oh, this person is nicer than that person." In addition, we might sometimes compare myself to others. For example, we may think, "I'm a better person than him because I made a big success." There may be an opposite situation. We may think, "Oh, he has a good talent compared with myself." Or, "I don't know why she always looks happy. Her life is better than mine." If we think like this, it would be hard to see good in others. Also, it would be hard to accept ourselves as we are. However, Misuzu Kaneko talked about bear, songbird, and herself, and then she said, "All different, all just right." Actually, it would be hard for us to always accept all differences because of our self-centered viewpoint. However, we would be reminded that all life is precious and great as it is. This viewpoint is the Buddha's viewpoint. When I read this poem, I always remember one passage of Amida Sutra. I will quote, "In the ponds, there are lotuses as large as chariot wheels, the blue ones radiating a blue light, the yellow a yellow light, the red a red light, and the white a white light. They are marvelous and beautiful, fragrant and pure. The land of utmost bliss is filled with such splendid adornments." End quote. In the Buddha's world, there are many lotuses of different colors. Each flower radiates each color and shines each other. Like the colors of lotuses, we are all different. Since we are all different, we can radiate our own color of light and shine each other. Thus, the poem, "Me, a Songbird, and a Bell," would give us the important lesson. I would like to share another poem. Mrs. Kaneko describes Buddha's heart in her poem. I will read it now. The title is "The Sad Times." When I'm feeling sad, strangers don't know. When I'm feeling sad, my friends all laugh. When I'm feeling sad, Mama spoils me. When I'm feeling sad, Buddha feels sad. And this is the poem titled "The Sad Times." When we feel sad, some people cheer us up in different ways. However, Buddha's way is a little bit different from usual ways. Buddha gets close together having the same feeling that we have. We always learn that Amida Buddha has great wisdom and compassion. Let me tell you how we say compassion in Japanese. It is very interesting. It is jihi. This kanji, ji, means compassion or sympathy. Hi means sadness. There is a reason why these words include this kanji, you know, hi, sadness. It is because Buddha feels sad when we feel sad, as it is described in the poem. If someone truly understands our feeling and the situation and get close together, we would be comforted. Amida Buddha embraces us as we are. Of course, when we feel happy, Amida Buddha also feels happy. In our daily lives, we have different events. Then we have various feelings such as happy, enjoyable, pleasing, or sad, lonesome, hard, and so on. Since Amida Buddha knows us well, he is always working to save us with his compassionate mind. Namo Amida Butsu is a calling from Amida Buddha. He wishes us to entrust our heart to Amida Buddha with reciting his name. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, we would be reminded of his working and embraced by his compassionate working. This morning, I have been delivering my message sharing the two poems, "Me, a Songbird, and a Bell," and "The Sad Times," written by Misuzu Kaneko. I think these poems would remind us of how Amida Buddha's heart is. Amida Buddha is working for each of us, anytime, anywhere, any place. Please live daily lives listening to the teaching and reciting his sacred name. Namo Amida Butsu with deep gratitude. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.